As you see at the top of your program, we're subject to change without notice here. Scout troops, 361 or 369, as the case may be, to do the happy polka for us. And then, New Douglas, you think you can round up yours? Good. I think somebody got hungry. Francis Davis says their leaders are going to sing for us and they're going to dance for us. All right. New Douglas High School, I'm calling for. All right, you all go back. You all go back. And you have to wait a minute now, because I've already announced these other boys and girls. You all just wait. Well, you're beautiful dancers, and we want to see you dance. But I'd already announced this other group. New Douglas, please come forward. They're going to sing Steal Away and Jacob's Ladder for us, and then they're going to do the banana boat for us. Uh-oh. All right. The dance team isn't here. Thank you. thank you very much for that perfectly beautiful music. I don't think we've ever had those two songs better sung on our festival program. Now here come these late fellas, Girl Scout troop and friends, troop 361 from Lake City. They're going to do the Louisiana Swing for us.
Good afternoon, folks. We are very glad to have you back to the Florida Folk Festival, to our afternoon meeting. And I want to introduce to you one of the very finest persons in Florida who comes from a folklore family and knows a lot of folklore herself, one of the best storytellers, one of the best directors. She has recently received an honor, which I think I misstated this morning. She was chairman of the National Folk Music Council for the
National
Federation of Music Club. And let's give our director, very fine person, a very big hand, Miss Thelma Bolton.
Thank you. That's sweet music to anybody's ears. We are going to do something very special here this afternoon, right before my mic's not on. Right before your very eyes, we are going to take some television footage and sound, and we hope that you will bear with us. It will be of the Seminole Indians, and while they're getting ready to get ready, we're going to let you hear some of our lovely folk singers. One in particular, Nancy Smith from Coolidge, Georgia. Nancy, what are you going to sing for us?
The Glendy Burke.
She's going to sing a Stephen Foster song for us, the Glendy Burke. Step out in front of that. Open mic. The open, down in the horn. That's right. And back, darling. Back on the cross. That's it.
The Glendy Burke is a mighty fast boat with a mighty fast captain, too. And he sits up down the hurricane roof, has to keep his eye on the crew. I can't stay here, for they work me too hard. I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and tow them on my back when the Glendy Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this.
ready to roll now? You're not ready. Uh-huh. I heard once that they were kind of temperamental artists, and of course, you know, we don't have any better sense than just to get up and go. So we just will move right on with some of these individuals. Mark, are you back there? We have a folk singer here all the way from Colorado, Denver. He came in his little blue Ford, and it's a mighty long way. I haven't asked him yet. He got in about 3 o'clock this morning. But Mark knows hundreds of songs, and I'm going to ask him to step up here and lead you in singing one. Mark, will you do that? He didn't know I was going to call on him. Oh, Mark. Oh. Can't. Huh?
Well.
Whistle for us. What are you going to whistle, Cousin Jack?
Starting off the Mexicana rollers. Maybe that'll be all I want.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Now, don't misunderstand me when I was kidding about the TV. It's really true, and they're going to do a regular program right here before your eyes. So imagine that you might, if you've ever wanted to sit in Ed Sullivan's studio or one of the big-time studios, I don't think that's nearly as big-time as seeing these wonderful Seminole Indian friends and their Creek friend from Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Hey, yo, ho, hey, yo, ho.
From Jacksonville, Lake Forest Hill School. Aren't they purely pretty? And they are going to dance for us. Ain't we got fun? And old Rosin the boat.
Bye.
it.
Thank you. What we waiting for? Huh? What we waiting for? Well, go out there and tell them. Say it on in the mic. Before the weekend is over, some palmetto hat makers so that all of you can go home with one on your head. Mine, incidentally, is made out of palmetto. Kirby Smith Elementary School Chorus with Gene Wade as their leader, and they're going to do May Day is Lay Day in Hawaii in honor of National Music Week and of the May Day celebration. Explain a little bit about this because I'm afraid that they'll miss it. Now, they are going to do a Hawaiian stick dance, the Hiya stick dance. The canoe dance is a description of a trip to the fishing grounds. Each dancer has a stick and imitates the movements of the paddling, the shading eyes, churning water, spearing fish, waving the stick to denote a successful catch. Let's watch this and see if they do tell a story.
Thank you.